Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. As we launch in hour number three of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are for free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. The latest on the four associates of Ed and Elaine Brown that have been arrested today. We'll get to that, but first we're going to the phones to talk to Jake in calling from somewhere in the internet. Jake, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey,
hello, Jake. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. I just want to tell you guys I love the show. Awesome.
Thanks.
All right.
Is that all you had, Jake?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Please call with something actually worth talking about. So here's the latest from the Associated Press. Four men accused of helping obstruct justice in the case of convicted tax evaders Ed and Elaine Brown have been arrested, according to U.S. Marshal Stephen Monier. Monier said the men are Reno Gonzalez, who is 30, of Alice, Texas, Daniel Riley, 40, of Albany, New York, Jason Gerhard, who's 22, Brookhaven, New York, and Robert Wolf, who's 50, from Randolph, Vermont. Charges range from accessory after the fact to possession and use of a firearm in relation to a crime of violence. Officials believe that the men participated in various efforts to assist the Browns in avoiding justice at their rural home in Plainfield and conspired to impede federal agents. The Browns, who were convicted in January and have refused to turn themselves in to authorities, claim the federal income tax is not legitimate. Supporters from across the country have visited them at their home, although some relationships have come to a bitter end. The Browns have squabbled with bloggers, radio hosts, and several spokesmen and assistants. A website about the Browns says they're planning to hold a fundraising event on their property on Saturday. And I'm pretty sure that's not a fundraising event. The last one was just a concert. In fact, the food was given away.
Wow.
Well, you didn't pay for your bratwurst,
no,
did you?
No, I guess I didn't. I didn't really think about it. But
right. The food, they asked people to bring food to contribute the food, but nobody paid a dime for any of that music or for any of that food that was enjoyed and given out on that particular Saturday. And I don't imagine that this coming concert this weekend is going to be any different. And, according to the U.S. Marshal Monier, the quote, "In this case, these men are alleged to have helped the Browns in their ongoing refusal to surrender to authorities. The Browns have engaged in a course of conduct that has led to further criminal investigations into their activity. Anyone who aids the Browns is subject to investigation, arrest, and prosecution for serious felonies, which carry very heavy prison sentences." So they're really starting to, they're rattling their sabers again here. They're trying to scare the supporters of the Browns into probably not going to the concert this weekend. I think this is probably timed in order to scare people away. I don't know how effective it will be. I don't imagine it will be that effective. I know that I'm not going to be able to make it personally simply because I had a prior engagement. I've got to go to the marijuana festival down in Boston tomorrow, or on Saturday, rather. But it'll be interesting to see what the turnout is going to be this time in comparison to last time.
It didn't seem like any of those people that were there were scared of the idea of being, you know, there's strength in numbers.
Yes. And that's why they went and arrested these guys in their hometowns. They were all arrested pretty much where they live, in Texas and Vermont and that sort of thing. So they weren't together at the time that they were arrested. They weren't actually assisting Ed Brown at that time. They had already all gone home for whatever reason. So this is definitely the beginning of a scare tactic campaign. Perhaps they are investigating others. And who knows what it is that they consider assisting Ed Brown. Again, we don't really actually have a list of all the charges that these guys have been charged with. So is it going to be considered assisting the Browns if you go and you bring them a cake to eat? Because there have been Free State Project members that have been doing just that very thing.
Mm-hmm.
They've brought along food items for them. They've brought along cell phones, the prepaid track phone style phones, because, again, the feds and the local government have cut the power to the Brown household, so they don't actually have any way of dialing out. So that's why people have been bringing up these prepaid cell phones.
Although they have a windmill and like solar panels or something, so they've got electricity there.
That much is true. I don't know how much electricity, and I think they've cut their phone lines and that sort of thing as well. So the hard line's been cut. So there have been people that have been bringing things to the Browns. Is that going to be considered aiding and abetting? Is that going to be considered assisting the fugitives? And if so, I wonder how soon they'll be making more arrests and who it will be. Are we helping the Browns by talking about them on the air? Are we talking about them favorably? supporting them in their fight against the federal government, and the fact that Ed and Elaine Brown are the only two people in America right now to actually do something like this, to actually tell the feds, look, we're going to live free. If you want to come and try to arrest us, then we're going to shoot you. And is the fact that I'm getting on the air supporting that attitude? Is that assisting? Is that aiding and abetting?
Oh, I don't know. They only arrested four people at this point, and they're, I would assume, people that were doing a lot to aid and assist.
Well, we'll keep you up to date on this as more things, more news develops, and we'll give you the latest as we learn it. 800-259-9231. In the meantime, let's go to Corey in Minneapolis. Corey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
What's up, Corey?
I wanted to talk about this upcoming event across the country. It's called Paint the Town Ron. Have you guys heard about this?
No, I've heard of it. Let me see if I've got it straight. As I understand it, people will be going during an overnight and putting up a bunch of Ron Paul signs, of course, promoting Ron Paul for president. They'll be putting them up all over their whatever area of town that they live in, and then they'll be taking the signs down a few days later. Is that correct?
Right. And what's interesting about this is that I didn't know how big this thing would be, but I think this is actually a pretty growing thing. I mean, there are 70 meetup groups that have said that they are going to be doing this on, I think it's the weekend of the 29th, September 29th. And, I mean, that's pretty impressive if there are going to be, you know, thousands of signs all across the country, because I figure each meetup group would probably have about 100 signs, maybe 200, 300, I guess, depending on the size of their group. But I thought it was quite interesting, and I wanted to get that information out there, and there's even a website where you can go to even learn how to create these signs.
Now, what are the reasons that they're taking the signs down? I think the last guy that called in said that they didn't want to leave them up because they didn't want people to get the wrong idea or something like that. I mean, they're going to be putting it in private property where they have permission to do it, or on the side of the road where it's government property, right?
Yeah, and I think that's up to each individual group to decide whether or not they want to put it up on public property or private property, and if they want to take them down or if they want to have the government take them down. I mean, it's up to each individual group, I believe.
I guess it also depends on the area that you live in, because each locality is going to have their differing regulations as far as when it's appropriate to put political signs out and that sort of thing. I've certainly seen them around here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we do the show from. I've seen the Ron Paul signs, but they've been put out and have not been taken down. I understand the point of taking them down is you're worried that someone's going to steal them or vandalize them or something like that, but, I mean, if you take them down, then people aren't going to be able to see them later on, so that's the part that I kind of am confused by, especially if you're going to do it over a weekend. If you're doing it over a weekend, then nobody who's driving to work on Monday is going to be able to see them when they go to work, which is really when all the traffic is.
Right, and I think our group is probably going to be planning to do it on Sunday, so Monday people will be able to see it. You know, go to paintthetownron.com, and you can find out more details about it. It has all the groups that have said that, you know, that they're going to be doing this, and you can find the meetup group that's nearest you. And if you're not in the meetup group, just go to, I think it's ronpaul.meetup.com, and find out how you can get involved if you want to help support what they're doing.
It's pretty exciting. Go ahead. I was just going to ask you a question, because I know you're the man behind the Liberty Card, which is one of our sponsors here on Free Talk Live, and I was just curious as to how those Ron Paul cards have been selling for you. If you go to freetalklive.com, you look over in our advertiser column, you'll see an ad for the Ron Paul card, and you can go and click on this and order thousands of them if you want to, and hand them out and basically spread the message about Ron Paul as a candidate. How have you been doing with those?
Oh, great. There's a couple things, indicators I take under consideration whether it's a success or not. One is how many are out there, and right now there are 1.3 million cards out there.
Jeez. You alone have shipped 1.3 million of these cards?
Yes.
That's incredible.
That is incredible.
It sounds unbelievable, but I've been doing it while on the phone. it's something I'm doing just every day, and I know the post office by name now, and that's one indicator. The other indicator is that I've been doing Google advertising, and that's been I had like 7.1 last time I checked million impressions for his ad, so I'm getting his name recognition out
there.
Great. And then I've also been able to contribute a very large amount of money to his campaign as well as my own meetup. So it's kind of like I'm helping the campaign for him nationally and helping our own little group.
You are an amazing activist, Corey. Keep up the great work, and thank you for the update.
Sure is.
Yep. Let us know how that Paint the Town Ron thing goes. 800-259-9231. The coolest thing about the whole Ron Paul phenomenon is people like Corey that are just self-organizing. They're not asking anybody's permission to do these things. This is Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during a U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant credit worthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features on the site are for free, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both of them are waiting for you for free at FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to start something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
As we go to the phones and to Coffee in Illinois. Coffee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Isn't that a shame about the Browns?
Well, you mean the people that weren't the Browns that got arrested?
Yeah, yes. Have done absolutely nothing wrong.
And it could easily be you and I, Coffee. We were both at the Browns' last party, their last shindig here in New Hampshire.
Yeah, and I wrote a nice article for my paper that I work for and put a picture in there. Me and Randy Weaver arm in arm, so if they want to come get me, that's fine. They'll give me some nice free press.
There you go.
And I just wanted to say, I'm not going to be able to make it this time, but I would ask those who are going to be there as a favor, a nice display of our freedom would be, what a great day to fly a kite, don't you think?
I guess. I am presuming it's windy enough. What's the point of that, though, Coffee?
Well, keep the gnats out of the air, maybe. I don't know.
You mean the helicopters?
I didn't say it. You did.
I heard that there was a helicopter flying very low over the last Ed and Elaine Brown party that they had. Again, they were having a little shindig with several bands and food and just a nice little gathering at their house. Of course, we're talking about Ed and Elaine Brown that have refused to turn themselves over to the federal government that would like to put them this 60-plus-year-old couple in a jail cell for having the gall to keep the money they earned. So was it really that low, I mean, the helicopter?
It was simulated strafing runs, and I think that's so unnecessary. That's the darndest party I've ever been to, where a helicopter makes simulated strafing runs over the crowd.
Well, you can't pay for that.
Wow.
I know.
That's amazing.
Well, they could do some parasailing with the kites and the helicopters.
You,
that'd be fun.
Let me tell you what I called about is I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes.
I listened to the advertisers on GCN, and some of them are funny. I mean, you know, you have to admit, like Hamburger Helper. Oh, come on, help me out here. But
Hamburger Helper's an advertiser on GCN?
Yes. Well, you know what? I listen to the GCN feed on my local station, so maybe that's what I'm picking up.
Well, I don't know about Hamburger Helper, but I do like Tuna Helper.
There's that. Oh, that's a great party food. But anyway, one of the advertisers I know of is eFoods Direct.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just about to order a whole bunch of that. You know, call me an alarmist. I'm throwing my hands to the sky and shrieking, you know. I think it's a good idea to have that stockpile of food.
What is this? This is like emergency food, that sort of thing?
Emergency food. It's all in the number 10 cans. And instead of being fresh meat, it's textured vegetable protein, which that's what I wanted to ask you about, was I know that TVP is what they call it. It's just full of monosodium glutamate. It has to be. I mean, it wouldn't stay fresh if it wasn't. And monosodium glutamate has been proven to be the causation of so many things from obesity to brain damage.
Hmm.
It's a neurotoxin.
Isn't it neuroexciter it's called as well?
Yeah, they call it an excitotoxin. There's a book called...
I know it excites my taste buds, I'll tell you that.
It tastes good.
Yeah,
sure
there's a doctor who wrote a book called Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, and he gets into all the clinical research on MSG and some of the food additives that they use to basically increase your appetite and excite your brain.
Well, as a kid, I know my parents had a can of that Accent food enhancer. It was just pure MSG.
Yeah, I've got that stuff in my cabinet right now.
And I used to sprinkle it on my tongue. So, you know, if you want to know why I am the way I am, I guess I'll explain part of it. But I just wondered how you guys felt about it. The trade-off, there's a trade-off with everything. You know, you want your food that's going to last for 150 years. You're going to have mm-hmm. to have MSG. You're going to take the chance of having brain damage and obesity and, you know, all the problems that come along with it.
It seems like a fine trade-off. I mean, I personally am not too worried about MSG. I don't know. I think they'd probably load up just regular old sodium in that canned food more so than anything else.
And nitrates.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about a situation where it's life and death. You either eat or you die. So I'd rather, I think, eat something that might be unhealthy 35 years down the line than die within the next 3 weeks.
Sure, but you can have your own garden, and you can and you can do those things. That's how the Russians in the Soviet Union prevented starving to death. They were actually allowed to grow their own food, and that's why they didn't starve to death.
Well, I think I'll just do a combination of buying food at the store and get a small supply of that and call it good.
What kind of supply are you looking at? I mean, what are you planning for?
You really want to get into the tinfoil hat, huh?
Yeah, I've always found this fascinating.
Let's whip out the aluminum helmet and go for it.
I have always found this interesting, personally. I mean, it's a realistic possibility. I don't know how how probable it is, but it's a realistic possibility that things could get really awful, and then having some essentials would be an important thing. Well, so the question is, how many essentials do you want to have?
You know, if you'd asked me a few years ago if I thought that the events of 9/11 would have happened, I would have said absolutely not. But I mean, given the fact that it has happened, you know, it's absolutely the most bizarre thing you could ever imagine. You couldn't come up with something like that and make it happen in real life.
Right.
What are we looking at next? I mean, you've got the nuclear bombs that are flying all over our country. You've got our government rattling sabers over Iran. I figure the next thing that's going to happen is they're going to say, oh, Iranians are attacking our towns. There's a nuclear bomb that's gone off in the United States, or, you know, any number of things. But my plan is, or my anticipation is, that the lights are going to go off. There's not going to be... Well, I was talking to Jack Blood the other day. I said that I thought that if you want to really mess with the whole country, you shut off the supply of diesel fuel, because that's what supplies our country with food. You know, that's
true.
Everything comes from ship overseas. Everything comes from truck on the roads. That's diesel fuel. So you shut off the supply of diesel fuel. Well, who's the government that's trying to control the supply of the petroleum products?
Saudi Arabia?
No, that's ours.
Mm-hmm.
So,
okay.
You know, if they really wanted to mess with this country, they'd grab as much of the supply as they could and then choke it. And then create some massive attack of some sort and say, well, this is what's happened because of the attack, is, you know, we can't get your food or whatever.
So you're presuming the food's not going to make it to the marketplace. How much food are you planning on having stocked up in the basement or whatever?
Well, there's a package on eFoods. It was $1,500, and that was probably one of the better ones. I was looking at that one, but I thought if I supplement that with the stuff I get at the store, I could probably cut it in half. So go for about a six-month supply, probably.
6 months.
Yeah.
I don't know if you heard today, it was in today's news, that Vladimir Putin has dissolved the Russian government.
What does that mean? I mean,
I thought the USSR was null anyway.
It is, but they still have a parliament and all that, and they dissolved the whole thing today, and there's some upheaval going on up there, so that'll be an interesting situation to watch in the
It'll be interesting from our government, isn't that funny? United States government doing their nation building. I just heard also that the Mexican government is artificially propped up by funds from the U.S. government. Hmm. Which makes the whole immigration situation kind of a question mark, too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it makes you also wonder when they, and thank you for the call, Coffee. We appreciate it. When they say he just dissolved the government, I guess that means that he, as the president of Russia, has the ability to do that. And can you imagine how George Bush was feeling envious today on that? Wouldn't he just love to be able to just press a button and reset the whole government of the United States? Make it so he can just get rid of everything that currently exists.
He said it would be easier to be a dictator.
Yeah, and just take control of it all himself. I don't know. Yeah, we'll definitely need to keep an eye on that situation. 800-259-9231, Los Angeles, fast food ban. It's on the way. We'll tell you about it. This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology. And we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371. Today!
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit the website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today. So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line for you. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are for free. So enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com. Let's go to the phones. To the Amplifier line, and Josh in Texas. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. You're a 13-year-old reporting from the inside again.
Yes, reporting from the inside of the government indoctrination camps known as government schools. What's on your mind, Josh?
Well, I was at a, maybe 30 minutes ago, I was at a neighborhood group, and the subject of how school, like how it's really boring, how you don't care about a lot of the stuff they talk about. Mm-hmm. And I brought the idea that what if we didn't have public school? What if we had a private school or different other schools run by businesses competing with other schools? And you could go to a school, learn what you want to learn, and try to, in there you can find, you get, like, if you don't know what you want to do, you can have a better chance at finding out what you want to do mm-hmm. and learn something that's going to help you in the real life where you're trying to make money to live and stuff.
Sure.
And I brought that idea, and instantly I just saw maybe the other 10 people were there. I instantly saw their head just like that light bulb coming up there, and they were like, I never thought of that. That's a great idea. I mean, because the public school, all they do is they shove those five subjects down your throat.
Right. Like them or not.
That's it.
Yeah.
You know, there's some really good books out by ex-teacher highly regarded teacher named John Taylor Gatto.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're really interested in that, I think he'd probably give you a lot of insight into what's wrong with education. I know sometimes we feel something's not quite right and we don't like it, but to actually analyze why it stinks is really important.
I think his website is johntaylorgatto.com, but I'm not positive on that. And as I understand it, I think his book that is well known is The Underground History of American Education.
That's right. Excellent
it's available
book.
For free on his website. So you don't even have to lay out the cash. I mean, you can just go on his website and read the entire thing. Which it's something I would like to do at some point. It's one of those books that's on my list of things to read. So you said people's eyes were lighting up. You could see the gears turning around, the light bulbs turning on, and that's awesome, dude. I mean, just it's amazing that just talking about these issues can win people over to your side, can get people interested, can get them intrigued, and get them thinking for themselves. And good for you on that. Any other thoughts?
Well, I just think that's a big thing. If people just talk about it with their friends and such, then, you're going to see a lot of people that are like, you know what, I'm really tired of these five subjects being shoved down my throat. I mean, I want to learn what I'm interested in, not just these five things.
Well done, Josh, and keep up the good work, man. Thank you for the call. I agree with him.
Yeah.
Let's let the marketplace decide. Let parents and students and teachers be the ones that decide what courses are offered and how schools are structured and what education is all about, instead of this top-down government knows best mentality where the federal government or the state government is dictating what needs to be taught to kids. Let's let the marketplace decide, where individual consumers are the ones that are setting the rules, not some government bureaucrats.
And kids are very different. Some gravitate towards one field, some towards another, but when a child or a person can gravitate towards something they really enjoy, and you end up picking a career that you love, you don't have to work a day in your life.
Yep.
It's all play.
It's absolutely true, but I think that public schools have a lot of things that you can absorb, and there's a lot of opportunity for learning. But if the kid isn't interested in that opportunity, they're just not going to go for it. For instance, I took analytic geometry and trigonometry in school. I haven't used that crap. It's been completely useless to me.
There may be an opportunity to learn some things in government school, but it's that one-size-fits-all mentality. The problem is where you don't get to choose really what you want to learn. Okay, they might let you choose between art or computer, but that's about the extent of your choices with the government school system. So, yeah, they're going to teach you the very basics. You'll be able to add things together and subtract things by the time you get out of school, hopefully. But there's not really much other customization that can go on. And if you don't like it, too bad. You're paying for it anyway. And that's the worst part.
And, the biggest problem, too, is that education has become a method to control human behavior starting at a very young age. So they're not really teaching people how to think critically.
Right.
They're teaching people what to think.
Right. So even if you do understand how to do multiplication and division, that doesn't necessarily translate to any real-world application as far as beyond, as far as like how to run your life and how to balance your checkbook and how to, not get into debt and that sort of thing.
That's something
they don't teach you.
I think you need to know, basic math skills. Otherwise, you're going to have a really tough time.
Of course you need
life.
To know basic math skills. And there's no school out there that wouldn't teach basic math skills, Mark. You don't need the government around to teach
kids absolutely
math.
Not. I'm not saying that you do.
All right. So let's talk about the fast food ban, shall we? The story is from John Stossel at ABC News.
I went to a private school. I learned math and, at a private school.
Right.
I didn't learn it at a public school.
Right. Okay. So let's get into the fast food ban, because they're looking at doing this in Los Angeles.
By John Stossel. The bureaucrats are worried about your health. They don't think you're good at making decisions about what you eat.
Mm.
So to stop you from eating things that are bad for you, the Los Angeles City Council has proposed legislation to forbid the opening of any new fast food restaurants in parts of the city that have high rates of diabetes, heart disease, and blood pressure.
Hmm. Sounds to me like instead of what they are purporting to do, it sounds like they're protecting the existing fast food restaurants from any new competition.
Right. I imagine the franchise holder of the McDonald's in the southern L.A. is one happy, happy guy right now.
Yeah.
Are they going to force Whole Foods to open a store there?
I don't know what they're going to do. The ban would last for the next 2 years. Incredible, right? The city government will dictate the kind of restaurants that may open. But the fact is, the city government really does do that anyway.
Licensing,
the planning board, zoning, and all that other stuff. they make these companies jump over hoop after hoop after hoop. Mm. And when it says the kind of restaurants that will open, it what it forces is mainly big restaurants are able to, you know, the chains are able to afford to open in these locations. The little guys are going to open a sandwich shop that may, you know, serve the best darn potato salad you've ever had in your life.
Mm-hmm. They don't have a chance.
They're not going to be able to afford it.
Right.
Just because of all this planning board, zoning board, you know, site plan review crap.
Yeah, and I'm also curious as to how they're going to end up defining fast food. Is it going to be food that actually comes within a certain period of time, or is it going to be some sort of other definition? Is it only going to be certain chains that will be disallowed, or things with calories? Are they going to look at the menu items and calculate calories and that sort of thing?
Right, McDonald's serves salads.
What's the methodology?
I don't know. It says it's incredible, right? The city government will dictate the kind of restaurants that may open. Sounds more like communist Russia than Southern California.
Yep.
But this is what happens when the government pays the bill for our health care. They mm-hmm. think that gives them the right to order us around in the name of taking charge of our health. What? The neighborhoods where Los Angeles bureaucrats propose to ban new restaurants are all in the inner city of South Los Angeles. A higher percentage of the people in those neighborhoods live in poverty, and that means more of them use government money, Medicaid, to pay for their health care. Government pays the medical bill. And, as the old adage goes, he who pays the piper calls the tune. I keep learning more about that as I prepare for my Friday 2020 TV special on healthcare. Whose body is it anyway? Sick in America.
I've got that one marked. I'm going to look for that one later on this weekend.
Yep. If government pays for our healthcare, then government officials have a bigger stake in monitoring our health. It's another reason why I'm wary of all the politicians today who demand more government fixes to our healthcare system.
Oh, yeah.
Almost every one of the presidential contenders has a plan. The devil is in the details. The proposals are full of platitudes like affordable, accessible health care and health care for all.
Free from cradle to grave.
And nothing is free.
Yep, nothing's free. If you think that health care is expensive now, just wait. Just wait until the government gets involved.
More from John Stossel?
Yes.
On the way, 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Are you a fan of this universal health care idea? We'd love to hear from you.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much good. garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want, even in these remaining moments, just enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. SACL, CAI toll-free line, it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go to amp.freetalklive.com. Join the Amplifier program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send in $3 a month, and we take it and turn it around into promoting the show, to getting it on more radio stations, getting more people listening to the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's valuable to you, it's worth $3 a month, head over to amp.freetalklive.com, where you'll get some perks like access to the AMP-only chat room forum and AMP-only call-in lines as well. All the details, amp.freetalklive.com. Continuing with John Stossel, telling us that one portion of Los Angeles, or at least a few suburbs or neighborhoods or whatever portions, more of the inner city portions,
right, South LA,
are looking at banning all new fast food restaurant construction for the next 2 years. And it sounds like they're going to go through with this. Of course, the excuse is that, well, because government is paying for the health care of these citizens, that therefore then government gets to decide how they, you know, how they eat and what they get to put in their bodies and how much exercise they have to be getting. And this can be extrapolated out to the level of total micromanagement insanity.
It sure can.
And it will be it will become that way as soon as you get this universal health care program installed, because these things are already happening now when we just have this one government program, the Medicaid or Medicare programs. We've got these government health care programs versus an entire all-encompassing 300 million Americans all covered under the same government program. That's when things are really going to get restrictive. You think it's bad now? Just wait until the government takes total control via this universal health care concept, where then the government is they control your health, and they might demand that you do 30 jumping jacks every time you get out of bed.
They may very well do that, or they may just decide to punish people with certain diseases. For instance, you know, why should we, the public, why should we, the government, have to pay for your lung cancer? And they may just decide they don't want to treat you.
Right. What if you don't smoke?
They just won't funnel them. So what?
Well, yes, you do smoke. According to our report, you smoke.
Right. Well, if you've got lung cancer, you must have smoked. That'll be their extrapolation there.
Even if they decide to treat people with lung cancer, but they're not, you know, that didn't smoke, but they won't treat the people that did, then they're so far behind the eight ball in treating lung cancer because they only treat a few cases now and then. You know,
it comes down to this, too. The law of supply and demand doesn't take a vacation for anybody's political agenda.
No.
And when you have universal health care, you're limiting the supply of health care, and you're putting a cap on the price, and therefore you create shortages, which creates rationing.
Yep.
And
that's what we see in all the other countries.
That's what we see in all the other countries, exactly. And just like right now, we don't really realize how much we pay for oil and gasoline because there's also a big chunk of the defense budget that goes to securing that oil as well. So you think you're paying $3 a gallon for gas? No, you're not. You're paying much more
in reality.
You just don't see it. And that's what will happen when taxes go up to cover all this universal health care. People think it's free, but all the price of everything around them is going to go up because of all the taxes they're going to add on everything to pay for all this crap.
Right. Currently, if I decide I want to take off my menial, take off a day in my menial, crappy job that requires me to have a doctor's excuse to take off, I would have to pay at the very least a copay or a doctor's visit.
Mm-hmm.
But under universal health care, everybody gets health care for free. So I might decide to take off my menial, crappy job that requires a doctor's permit to be off that day. I might just decide, oh, I'll go sit in the waiting room for a couple hours. It beats going to work. Are you telling me there aren't people out there that would rather go sit in the waiting room of a doctor's office than go to work?
You know what worries me, too, is that some of these states like Massachusetts that are instituting these state health care plans,
mm-hmm.
they're going to collapse in a year or two because what happens is whenever some state says, free this, free this, free, people from other states come in and
oh, but it's
exacerbate
not like that
the collapse.
It's not like that. What they're doing is they're mandating that everybody purchase the health insurance program.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not free necessarily, though I'm sure there is a program for the poor. It's not free for all, not free for everyone. It's we mandate that you sign up for this program or else we're going to dock payment from your paycheck. It's a very controlling situation, but it's not quite universal health care yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they're moving towards it.
Right.
It's just bad news. Let's continue with the story from Los Angeles.
Right. So John Stossel continues. Almost every one of the presidential contenders has a plan, but the devil is in the details. The proposals are full of platitudes like affordable and accessible health care and health care for all. Former Republican Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee says we need to get serious about preventative health care. And Representative Dennis Kucinich, socialist from Ohio, says that we need Medicare for all. The website of former North Carolina Senator John Edwards says Edwards will offer individuals in healthcare markets a choice of insurance plans, including a public plan based on Medicare.
Right. You know, the monopoly we call the FDA basically discourages preventative healthcare. You know, that's what we should be doing. You're right. I mean, on a voluntary basis, we should be trying to prevent diseases and sicknesses. But when you have a system that actually discourages it, like insurance won't pay for certain preventative measures. They don't pay anything until you get sick.
Right. They don't pay you to take vitamins, and
right.
I assume they help. I don't know for sure.
Right. The FDA shuts out a lot of the preventative industry.
And they also gag them because if you
And they
say
don't let
certain,
them make claims either. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I mean, you can make some structure function claims because of the
disabled. You can't really get explicit, though.
But you can't get explicit. You have to say, okay, this increases the number of killer T cells in the bloodstream. So you're not really saying that something could cure cancer or help you get over a flu quicker or something, but because by law, only a drug can cure something.
Mm-hmm. Senator Barack Obama's website laments the fact that less than 4 cents of every health care dollar is spent on prevention and public health. Nearly all the Democratic presidential candidates want government to guarantee some form of universal health care. Republican presidential candidates have a less aggressive, but Republican governors have already started experimenting. Mitt Romney instituted a universal health care plan when he was governor of Massachusetts and calls the idea of getting everyone in the country insured an important priority. Republican Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has proposed a universal...
An important priority for his friends in the insurance industry.
Right.
You got it.
Has proposed a universal health care plan for California. That increasing government involvement in health care will invariably lead to government wanting to tell you how to be healthy. Already, the nanny state has banned trans fat in New York City. Now Los Angeles may ban new fast food restaurants. Come on, adults should be able to decide for themselves what we want to eat and where we want to eat it.
I agree completely. And this Boston or this Massachusetts program that now is being looked at in California, it's forcing people to buy health insurance, I'm sure, from certain approved providers, certain government-approved plans, which most people, they're not going to, I mean, if they're being forced to purchase the plan, they're probably not going to pay very much attention to what it is that they're purchasing. So they're going to buy this health insurance plan, and they're not really going to know what it covers. So when something traumatic happens, they'll go in and they'll expect the situation to be handled by their health insurance. But what happens if it's not covered? I mean, then they're going to be shocked, they're going to be surprised, and that insurance company is going to be all the more wealthy as a result of it. You know, who knows how extensive this coverage is.
And I wonder what the barriers to entry are to become an insurance company.
In Massachusetts, it's hellacious.
It must
right.
be.
So they've been driving insurance companies out
of Massachusetts. In fact, they all are government-approved plans that the insurance companies have
right.
because they're still in Massachusetts.
That's true. Let's go to the phones here. Short on time, but let's go to Bill in Oklahoma, listening on the internet. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thank you for taking my call. You knew I was going to have to chime in on this one. Right now, the government's going to force people to legislate what they can and cannot eat. What's next? Are they going to mandate that everybody who has a child that might be disabled in the future to have abortions? This is completely absurd, and this is the road we're going down.
Yep.
In lieu of the free healthcare system everybody's pitching to us.
Yep, and the American people seem ready to take those 30 pieces of silver.
What the hell happened? I mean, didn't people learn that if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is?
Mm-hmm.
This is really too good to be true. The idea that you could have free health care is absolutely absurd, because once again, if you have a right to something, then that means that you have a right to someone else's labor, and that you have a right to someone else's efforts, which would mean that the health care industry would become slaves to you. Of course, they're not going to want to do that. So there's all kinds of reasons why this isn't going to work. And they've all been proven by the other countries that have tried them, but yet apparently we're prepared to try history all over again here to see if we can do it differently in America, and it's not going to work any better.
Yeah, because those idiot socialists didn't do it right, but we have the right way to do it.
Right. Yes, this is American-style socialism.
Right, American socialism. Bill, any other thoughts?
Yeah, this. I'm going to leave it at this. I am so glad that I was born 30 years ago as opposed to this generation, because I would be in a sad. I probably wouldn't be alive today under this proposed plan.
Why is that?
Well, like I said before, you know, they're legislating food now. Later on, it's going to be okay. I'm sorry, ma'am, you're going to have a child that's going to have cerebral palsy. Instead of us filling out the bill in the name of free health care, we just want you to have the abortion so we don't have to deal with it.
That could very well be it. They will want to control everything that you do if they are in control of your health care. If that isn't frightening enough to keep you away from this universal health care idea, I don't know what should be. Bill, thanks for the call. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We will join you tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.